Hey everyone, I am Reva and just want to take a moment and thank you for listening to our studio podcast. Although we are here in Greenville, South Carolina, we are grateful for your support to see the message of Jesus go out all over the world. In case you are not aware, we have a YouTube channel which you can find the link in our podcast bio. We hope you enjoy this week's talk and it encourages you and it helps you to be the human God designed you to be. So with that, let's get right to it.
Well, today is Mother's Day, and we are really excited to be gathering to celebrate, to honor. We're going to share some stories. We're going to pray for some people. I believe that today is a day of healing, miracles, and restoration. I think it's always, I mean, with the Lord, He always has stuff for us. But today specifically, I felt as we were to honor mothers that there was going to be levels of healing and restoration in our lives in various places. I'd love to start off Mother's Day with this fun quote. It says, "Once upon a time, I was a perfect parent. Then I had children. The end." I mean, that's really the story, right? How it goes. So that's our humbling acknowledgement as parents. We do our best. And what I've learned, even at my best, I lack. And it's also good just to learn to laugh at ourselves. So happy Mother's Day, mothers. And we're so thankful for the people who brought us into the world. And even just we wanted to also say some funny, you know your mom when. These are just chuckling moments for those who have raised kids. And the first one is, you know your mom when going to the grocery store by yourself is a vacation. You been there? Mm-hmm. You know your mom when, instead of running from projectile vomit, you run toward it. Mm-hmm, the people who love you. You know your mom when you think of physical pain on three levels: pain, excruciating pain, and stepping on a Lego. You know your mom when peeing with an audience is part of the daily routine. Mm-hmm. You know your mom when you've been washing the same load of laundry for 3 days because you forgot to dry it. Some of you are like, you don't even need to be a mom to do that. And then lastly, you know your mom when your love is so ferocious, it scares you sometimes. And I remember walking with our daughters once when they were still in stroller. We had a double jogger. They're 21 months apart. And we were walking through a neighborhood, and this dog started barking. I wasn't sure if it was going to get out, be outside of the fence. And my first thought was, I will just jump on the dog and just tell him to run. But I'm like, that's just crazy, the instincts that you have as parents. I'm like, I don't know, eat me first. And I'm like, oh, I'm proud that was my response. But it's crazy how innate some of those protective survival skills are. But the power of love is pretty crazy. You know, we wanted to share just even a few things about our own, the people who raised us. I was raised by my mom, but also my grandparents were really big people in my life. And I come from a nurturing family, but more than anything, if you were to meet the women in my family, I come from very strong, independent women. And it doesn't matter what direction, I don't know that I had a choice. And I'm really thankful for the courage that they had in their life, but also watching them go after the things that they are passionate about, watching them love others fiercely. I feel thankful to come from strong women. And then another thing I feel thankful for is just the love. You know, the Bible says that love covers a multitude of sin. And no matter what vulnerabilities and seasons that I was going through my life, I always knew I was loved. And I'm so thankful for the level of being chosen and delighted in and the impact that it had on my life from the people who cover you and are in a space of parenting you, the love that I experienced from them. Even to the point that I remember always knowing, be careful. If you know that you want something, I don't want my grandma to know, because she would do anything to make sure that I was not just covered, but that I had everything that I wanted and desired. I know that sounds a little crazy, but as a mom, you're just like, oh, you just want to delight in your kids. And I almost would want to protect her, like, no, do what you were going to do. Even if she had a whole weekend planned with friends, if she knew something was happening and I really wanted to go to something, she would do whatever she could to work it around to make sure I could get covered because she would find out. So I just feel thankful for the intentionality and the furiousness of the love of those who were mothering in my life.
As many of you know, my mom passed away just almost 2 years ago. So this is my second Mother's Day, and Mother's Day just different now. It makes me more reflective. And so this week, just leading up and as we were kind of getting ready for this talk, I was just thinking about my mom and then my grandmas. One of my grandmas passed away this last year and my other one is still alive. She is 95, 95, 96. And man, her brain is just sharp. Her body's failing her, but man, she is witty, funny, and she knows how to cut through the noise, and she's just sharp. But I was just reflecting on my mom, and interesting enough, I see this in my grandma, so they kind of just kind of went through. You know that statement that says, if you have a praying grandma, you might as well just give up and do whatever the grandma's praying for? You know that whole logic there? Because we just know that when moms or grandmas are praying, you might as well just give in, because you can't go against whatever they are praying. And for those of you that don't know my mom, prayer was a huge part of her life, and she wrote her first book called Happy Intercessor. That's how much she believed in it, but she felt like people missed the joy portion. So that was her contribution to the conversation around prayer. But there was something different when my mom prayed. My dad was good at prayer, but my mom, man, when she prayed, it's like, oh, it's over. It's just over. It's a done deal. And so when I reflect on things that how my mom shaped and formed me as a son is through her prayers. I mean, there were things she prayed for I didn't know about till my adult years, and things she just held on to and was relentless about that. And the other thing that my mom definitely, there's more than these two things, but the other one is her high level of encouragement and high belief. There's a certain look my mom would get. It's not mad and it's not happy. It's just like somewhere in this dimension in the middle, but it's so intense. And I can reflect back on my younger years, all the way to my teenage, young adult, and now into my full-on mid-age life. And I'm like, there's a certain look that my mom would give me, and it would a certain face where she communicate encouragement and high belief. Don't you ever forget, this is what God's called you to do. It was this thing that just cut through whatever season I was in, whatever funk I was in, or whatever trying to figure out who I am. My mom would always cut through that with a certain look. So when I reflect on my mom specifically, it's her prayers, that she was relentless in her prayers. She never gave up on things. And then the second thing was her ability to believe against all the odds of what I was going through. And those things just shaped and formed me, especially now as I reflect on the fact that she's not with us anymore. And I'm just so grateful for that. If you have your Bibles or an app, why don't you open with me to 1 Samuel chapter 1. We're going to read a passage of scripture. And as you're turning there, let me contextualize it and give you a backdrop of what's happening here. But we're going to read about the prophet Samuel. But before Samuel came to be, we're going to take a minute to look at Samuel's mom, and her name was Hannah. And Hannah is one of those characters in scripture that continues to be one of the premier examples of individual that pursued God and was relentless in that. Hannah's situation, and there's a lot of mystery in this, but scriptures tell us that God closed her womb so she was a barren woman. And that's the mystery of it all to me. So many questions for God about that. But the context was everyone around her is having children except for her. And imagine the anguish. And I realize for some of you, that is your reality. And from what we can understand culturally and in Middle Eastern culture, for you to be barren was to be cursed. It was to be less than. So here's a woman who had the desire to be pregnant, to have children. And I would like to propose she had this belief she was called to give birth in this context. So here she is, and we're going to pick up in chapter 1, verse 12. And as she kept on praying to the Lord, Eli observed her mouth. Hannah was praying in her heart, and her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard. Eli thought she was drunk and said to her, "How long are you going to stay drunk? Put away your wine." "Not so, my lord," Hannah replied. "I am a woman who is deeply troubled. I have not been drinking wine or beer. I was pouring out my soul to the Lord. Do not take your servant for a wicked woman. I have been praying here out of my great anguish and my grief." Eli answered, "Go in peace, and may the God of Israel grant you what you have asked of him." She said, "May your servant find favor in your eyes." Then she went her way and ate something, and her face was no longer downcast. Within a few verses later, she ended up conceiving and getting pregnant, and eventually has a son named Samuel. And in the story of Samuel is one of the most remarkable stories, one of the most remarkable humans in all of Scripture. And not that much long after she gave birth to this son that she cried out to God. You know when someone thinks you're drunk but you're praying? That's some pretty intense prayers. That's some intense prayers. We see this woman just pursuing God in an area of her life that she must have wanted breakthrough to a degree that she appeared to be out of her mind. That shows you the depth and the character and the intensity of this moment. But what's also beautiful about this story is when it was time for her to dedicate her son back to the plans of God, she did it willingly. She brought Samuel to the prophets and said, "Now you raise my son in the ways of a prophet." So as much as she cried out for God for a promise, God gave her a promise, and in her own way, she gave that promise back to God. And without Samuel, a good portion of Scripture would have never come about. So what I want you to understand here, that the prayers of Hannah is powerful, and it changed human history. And the next one we're going to read about, I'm going to read these scriptures to you, is Mary, the mother of Jesus. Mary is probably the most well-known, most famous mother in Scripture. But we want to take a moment and highlight something that I think is beautiful. In Luke chapter 2, verse 16 through 19, let's read this. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. Verse 19, the verse I want you to just take a note of. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. This is the moment where people were coming to visit Jesus after he was born, and they're telling Mary all these things about Jesus. And I love this verse because Mary took those things and treasured him in her heart. As I was sharing a minute ago about my own mom, I realized something this week. And for some reason, I just never made the connection. My mom would tell me things that I know she treasured in her heart from the moment we were born. She never would lose sight of that. When she would talk to me, she said, "Don't forget this. This is who you are, and this is what you're about." And I can just think of all these conversations. So I want to champion and celebrate moms today. You have this insane ability to hold on to things that God has promised and never let go. And I want to celebrate that today. And I want to celebrate and also encourage you, don't let go. We need you to hold on to these things in your heart and never let the ones around you stop hearing about the things that you've been holding in your heart.
I love the tenacity and the perseverance of these women, and I'm encouraged by it. And also love that when we honor and celebrate things, we get to receive them even more. And so love sharing these stories. We're going to continue in the Old Testament when the Israelites were in Egypt, and they were enslaved in Egypt, and were being persecuted as well. And we have Moses, who was born, and this is of his mom in Exodus chapter 2, starts in verse 1. It says, "Now a man of the tribe of Levi married a Levite woman, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. When she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months. But when she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and coated it with tar and pitch. Then she placed the child in it and put it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile. His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him." In this story, you just see the power of a mom. And my favorite part is it says, "And she saw that he was a fine child." Just the ability of a mom to see their children, to see who God has created them to be. I wonder how it was for her when she looked at Moses. And I wonder the destiny and the purpose that she saw in him. Enough that she disregarded what she was supposed to do and was afraid more of God than she was of what the law was in Egypt. And she held him, hid him, and then put him in a basket along the river. And we know what happened. Moses began, he grew up, and he led the Israelites out of slavery. And I love just the power of moms and just honor the ability for moms to see who God has put in your home and in your family. And just my encouragement as well is that we would not take that lightly, just our ability to see people. And I believe that we don't just provide, as moms, provide covering for our families and for people, but we actually have eyes to see them, to even call them out and to encourage them in who God has created them to be. And then lastly, we want to look at Elizabeth in Luke 1. We have Elizabeth, who's a relative of Mary, and she's older in age. It starts out saying that Elizabeth and her husband were righteous people. It says she is advanced in years, and she was barren. And then God tells her husband that they're going to have a baby. But this is what's recorded of Elizabeth in Luke chapter 1, verse 41. It says, when Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, Mary had went to go visit Elizabeth when she was pregnant. It said, the baby leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, this is what I love. I love her response. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of my womb. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promise to her. Exclamation point. What a woman of hope and faith. I love it. No matter, like, if you, her journey advanced in years and barren, that is a different level of hope to live in. Like, this is beyond the prime. I'm not in my 20s. I'm not in my 30s. Maybe I'm not even in my 40s anymore. Like, I'm almost beyond childbearing years. And yet, I still have faith to believe in God, not just for myself, but also for my relatives, and to be able to partner with what God is doing. I love that. My favorite thing in this, when it says, she exclaimed, and then it says, blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promise to her. Hope and faith are so powerful. We actually build, I believe, people of hope and faith create pathways for people to walk on. And as moms, I believe that our hope and faith in who God is, what he says, and what he's saying over our children create pathways for our families. And so I bless you, moms, to be women full of hope and faith. And then we want to take a moment as well, as we were talking about mothers and just the power of our own moms and even us as moms in this world, to honor those who maybe might not be our biological moms, they might not be our adopted moms, but they are mothers in our lives. See, in my story, my parents were divorced at a young age. I was in kindergarten, and let's just say there were a lot of cracks in our lives, and I fell through a lot of cracks. There's the normal things that you would experience and expect in childhood. I got them in very unique ways, if I got them, just because when there's so much going on and so much trauma and different needs, your primary basic needs sometimes are just missed or they're not the highest priority. And I got to experience the power of God's love through other people. And I would say that the cracks that I was in got filled from the people that weren't my biological parents, that they were people that had more than enough. They could love on their own family, and they had more for me as well. Or some of them didn't even have their own kids, but yet they had the kindness and had the time to help cover, to coach, to teach, to be youth pastors. And I just feel so thankful for people who lived in a space of overflow. And so I really want to take a moment to honor those of you who parent and love on and mother, those who are not just yours biologically or those who God has given you through other means, but that you give and love and nurture other people. And some of you don't even have your own children, but yet you mother lots of people. And I just want to say we are better for it. My life was changed because of people like you, but I also know people in our environment are changed because of people like you. And when we were going to start studio, that was one of the things we were praying for, is God, bring us healthy moms and dads. Not because we were looking for them, people who could just parent their own kids and have healthy families, but people who could actually be a mom or a dad to a community and to a people, because that's what we all are needing, and it provides something that we all need. So just so want to say thank you and honor you as well.
I believe one of the great remedies to people that have existential crisis or deep longing with no answers to it, or even asking the question, who am I or why do I exist? I believe one of the greatest remedies to that is moms in that person's life. There's something about moms when they speak. They're relentless. They know how to love beyond human reason, and they know how to be really stubborn when it comes to who you really are. And I think one of the opportunities that we have, and we actually have it, but I see it even a place of it growing in our environment, that we want to create an environment where moms and dads, when we were dreaming about studio, one of our prayers was, God, we want this to be a place where moms and dads come. Because there's a generation of people of all ages that are trying to figure out why they exist. All the existential longing that are happening inside their soul. And one of the greatest remedies to that is a mom. Dads have a role in it too, but it's Mother's Day, and I want to celebrate that. So for those of you in this room, just on the heels of what Candace said, the moms in this room, just want to encourage you, you have the ingredients to remedy one of the greatest things that's happening in a generation of people today, of confused of who they are, what they are, and why they exist. And what a beautiful opportunity for us in this season is to be an answer to some of their existential questions. We have a slide that we simply want to just show you in slide number 2, and we want to show this to you. For some of you, it might just be an encouragement for the moms. For moms in here, it might be some reminders. And the first one we want to just highlight again is your prayers are powerful. And I think you need to hear this, especially when you don't think they're working. How many of you ever prayed for a long time on something and there's nothing to show for it? I just want to say that I and many others are the fruit of prayer that never stopped. So I just want to encourage the mothers in this room, don't stop praying, be relentless, and just don't abdicate your role in that person's life with prayer. Like, just stay on it.
When we were in Reading many years back, our girls were teenagers, and we were interviewing Grandma Johnson, Bill's mom, and just asking her about things in her life and interviewing her. And we asked her, so did your kids ever date anyone that you didn't really like or want them to marry? And she's like, oh, yeah. And we're like, what did you do? You know, we're just looking for wisdom. And she said, oh, well, I never said anything. When they were dating someone that I just knew wasn't it, I never said anything. I just prayed them away. I'm like, you never said anything? You just prayed them away? And she said, yes. I'm like, okay, then we're going to do that. And I just want to tell you that it has worked. And those are good things. I mean, just the encouragement to remember to pray. Like, don't lose heart. Like, you are a parent, whether you're a mom or a dad, to take our role to be a place of authority, even in spiritual realm, and to pray for your kids. And so that I thought that was so cool.
People are
going to
ask, how are church today? Oh, I'm praying my future boyfriend and girlfriend away. That's what I got out of it.
Hey, it was good.
I'm with it.
The other one that we just want to encourage you with is that your belief changes everything. We know that love covers a multitude of sin, but belief is one of the main expressions of love. That love hopes all things, love believes all things, endures all things. That our ability to see and believe, that is what creates a future in someone. So even when they haven't stepped into it yet, your ability to believe in that for each other, but even for your kids, is so powerful. There are so many things that I've stepped into. And I tell you, it wasn't because I was like, oh, I know I could do that. I belong there. But I'd have someone in my life being like, Candace, you know that's you. I'm like, it is? Okay, then I'm going to do it. And I've been able to step into, I believe, who God's created me to be because of someone's belief. And so parents, I just want to say that your role in being able to see and believe will change and affect everything. What you choose to partner with, what comes out of your mouth. And so as parents, we need to be careful that even when our kids are going through a hard season, it's like, oh, wait, we don't want to ever partner with, oh, they're such a brat. My kids are being very brats. I'm like, Oh, that's a scary thing as a parent to partner with, knowing that our words are powerful. And so I just want to encourage us that we are very intentional what we choose to partner with and what we choose to believe about our children and the people around us, because our words and our belief will shape the future. And then secondly, or thirdly, your hope and trust in God are life for your family. I would say for you and your family that we want to always put our hope and trust in God. I know there are so many times that we can be tempted to partner with fear or to agree with what fear or anxiety says, because that is part of life. We don't know what's going to happen, and we get the opportunity to stand in the moment when we know we're in the middle and God is not done yet. But it's what we do in that journey. In raising kids, there's just a lot of those that we get the opportunity to steward our hope and our faith. And let's be people who put our trust and hope in God. And if you get it all like kind of down, just read the Psalms. David always goes back to, no matter who's against him, but I put my hope in you, Lord. I put my trust, because that's the best place for us to anchor ourselves in. Because God loves our kids more than we do. And that he holds our lives in his hands. And even though we're parents and we have a lot of power, God is way more powerful. And let us not forget that.
And lastly, just as an encouragement and an acknowledgement, mom's ability to outlast and defy logic and reason is really remarkable. And I just want to celebrate that. I just want to celebrate the moms in this room, your ability to outlast the situation and to stay true and to defy what everyone else is saying, what culture is saying, what the enemy is saying, is something I want to celebrate, and I want to continue to encourage you. So we're going to do something right now to recognize and honor moms. If you are a mom or a grandma or maybe a stepmom, also known as bonus mom, if you are a mom because you've adopted children, or you're a mom to people because people view you as a mom, I would like for you to remain seated, because you deserve the honor today. So if you're a mom in any of those categories, I want you to stay seated. I want the rest of us to stand up and to celebrate you and honor you. So let's stand up and do that right now and cheer them on, applause, and just recognize, look them in the eye and champion them. Come on, let's go.
Yeah. I love it. So now another way you could continue this celebration is when you get home, make them something to eat, or when it's nighttime, just tell them, put your feet up. Maybe I could rub your feet. Just ideas to continue to celebrate. What we do is want to take a moment as well. When we talk about family, whenever we're celebrating moms, dad, different things, it can also be a very tender space, because we know that family is an intimate thing, which means it touches the core of who we are. It's where we were raised. It's where we lived in close proximity. And so if we were in a space that was a challenging space, or our parents were in a challenging season or situation, we might not have the best experiences or memories. And so we want to just take a moment and acknowledge and then pray for anyone who would say, gosh, I need breakthrough in my space, as either my experience being mothered, or maybe it's relationally that our relationships with our moms. I know family is one of the more challenging, can be a challenging space to keep relationship throughout our seasons of life. And so we're wanting to pray, if anyone wants prayer, if they're have distance or strain or pain relationally with a parent, we want to pray for you. So that would be the first one. Any type of strain, any relationship with moms. And then secondly, if you're in this room and you are believing and wanting to have a child, we want to pray for you, because the beauty of being together, like I say all the time, is being together, and that we can stand with each other and to pray. And we believe that prayer is powerful, and that we get to stand in faith for what you're believing for and seeking God for. And so I woke up thinking about it being Mother's Day, and going, actually, I think that as we celebrate, I think people are going to receive miracles of healing and restoration. And so if you're in this place and want prayer for anything on that list, it could be relationally, it could be even your own experience, or you're believing for life in your own family and wanting to have a baby, we want to pray for you. So if you want to stand, we're going to just partner with your own prayers and pray with you. So just, if there's anyone else who wants to stand, we're going to pray. Because I believe that things change when we agree together and stand. So I have some over here. Anyone else? Okay, you're going to get our prayers. If someone is standing by you, why don't you just put a hand on them? There's a couple more back here. And we're going to believe for a miracle in your life. Okay, let's pray. So thank you, Lord, for our family. I thank you, God, that you are a good father. You're that good that you can, your love covers a multitude of sin, but it's so powerful. It can do a miracle in our heart now. It could go behind us, can change our present and go before us. So we just paint a target over our family that's standing. And I ask for your perfect love to come in. And in this space, as we're celebrating Mother's Day, I ask for a miracle. I ask for a miracle of healing, of restoration, and of life. I just say life in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would just come in, that you would fill every heart. Yeah, and that you would come in and do what only you can do, that you would heal and restore. Yeah, and I pray as well, God, that you would just show them where you're at and what your heart is over in their story and even over what they're praying for. Yeah, so we just bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. I thank you for testimonies and for miracles. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Bless you. Bless you. Okay, come on up here. Okay, as we are closing, why we want you to stand, we're going to stand together. And I'm inviting Miss Melissa Sawyer up here, all beautiful and orange. Or tangerine, whatever beautiful color this is.
It's orange.
It's beautiful. And the reason I asked Melissa to come up here is because she is a mother, and not just a mother of older children and young children. She has mothered very well, but she also just has a heart to pray and to stand in the position of a mother. And I just thought, I wonder if Melissa would help close us and just pray a mother's blessing over us. And if we could just sit and just receive. How does that sound? Melissa, how's that sound to you?
Sounds good. Sounds
perfect.
Good.
Do you want to pray for us?
Let's go. Father, we just thank you for everyone gathered here today, Lord. But we thank you especially for the mothers, Lord God. Father, I ask that you would continue to equip them with everything that they need to raise their children, Lord God. God, I ask that you would solidify it in them and give them the confidence to know that you gave them those children and they are more than able to raise them, Lord God. God, I thank you for everyone who stands in the gap, every woman that stands in the gap as a mother, Lord God. And I just pray that you would continue to undergird us, Lord. You would continue to give us enjoyment in what we do, Lord God. Continue to give us the perspective to see that it is a blessing and that this life is a good life, Lord God. Father, we just thank you that you trust us with one another, Lord God, that you trust us to walk in your goodness day in and day out, God, that you trust us to love each other as you love us, Lord God. So I just speak a blessing of peace over everyone, every woman here today. I speak a blessing of enjoyment over everyone that is here today, Lord God. I speak a blessing of strength, God, in those places that they may be or have been discouraged. In those places where they may have feel that they missed the mark, God, let them understand and know without a shadow of a doubt that you ordered the steps of a righteous man and nothing is lost in the kingdom of God. Father, we just thank you for being so good and loving us, God, and we thank you for the gift of being mothers, Lord. So I just speak peace once again, peace to every area of our life. Every area of our life, peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding. And God, we just thank you for today. Thank you for choosing to honor us, Lord. And we honor you. We give our children back to you. We give our friends back to you. We give our families back to you. God, we give everything that we have back to you, Lord. And we honor you and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thanks for listening to today's talk. If you're interested in learning more about Studio here in Greenville, you can go check out our website, studiogreenville.com, and you can give us a follow on Instagram. Our handle is studio.greenville. Have a great week.